This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News from the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting from the Potato Expo 2026 in Dallas, Texas. Reports on the Red River Farm Network from Potato Expo brought to you by AMVAC, Gowan Company, Northland Potato Growers Association, YARA, and the National Potato Council. Here at Potato Expo, industry leaders say unity, nutrition, and growing consumer demand continue to strengthen the potato sector. Northland Potato Growers Executive Director Gary Shield says it's a good time in potatoes right now.
We are truly blessed in the potato industry to have the unity that we have across the United States. This morning I was in a meeting with the United Group. Some folks from Canada spoke, United States. You know, we partner on things. And, you know, at the end of the day, the potato industry, like all commodity groups, faces its challenges through all the different venues. But overall, from a nutritional standpoint, the potato is still America's favorite vegetable.
Shield says that nutrition messaging and changing consumer habits continue to support potato demand.
Potatoes plays a critical role in our food supply chain, and the processed side continues to grow. Our fresh side, our chip, and our seed industry, those four entities are all very strong. You know, when you look at the export and import market, there's some things happening right now. Africa continues to grow. We're seeing population changes plus or minus in other countries. But in the United meeting that I sat in this morning, the U.S. potato continues to be a strong, you know, import-export product. And our industry is strong. We're facing challenges such as all commodity groups are. But potatoes will continue to be a vital role in our food service and our consumer industry.
Red River Farm Network's exclusive coverage of Potato Expo 2026, brought to you by the National Potato Council, YARA, Northland Potato Growers Association, Gowan Company, and AMVAC. Now, with more news, here's Don Wick.
Thanks, Jamie. The new updated federal dietary guidelines are out. They represent the most significant reset of nutritional standards in history. That was the message from Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. at the White House announcement. Kennedy said whole, nutrient-dense foods are the path to better health.
Protein and healthy fats are essential, and we're wrongly discouraged in prior dietary guidelines. We are ending the war on saturated fats. Diets rich in vegetables and fruits reduce disease risk more effectively than many drugs. Whole grains outperform refined carbohydrates. Added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, drive metabolic disease, and today our government declares war on added sugar.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said these guidelines will change the food served at schools, Head Start programs, the military, and through SNAP programs.
For decades, under both Republicans and Democrats, federal incentives have promoted low-quality, highly processed foods and pharmaceutical interventions instead of prevention. As a result, nutrient-dense whole foods grown by America's farmers and ranchers have been increasingly displaced. The Trump administration is acutely aware of this danger, and today this announcement is making a major step in doing something about it.
The new dietary guidelines are raising fresh questions for U.S. sugar producers, including members of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. Executive Director Harrison Weber.
Well, you know, MAHA really aims to help Americans become healthier, you know, really by encouraging families to eat real food, you know, making at home, using from scratch recipes. And we know that many of these, you know, real foods have been made with real sugar for hundreds of years. And, you know, really the administration has pledged that these new guidelines for Americans, you know, are going to deliver fresh, simple, you know, science-based guidelines. Instead, what we got was a 500 pages of new materials that were released that, you know, kind of reflect outdated rhetoric about added sugars and that are really anything but simple.
The dietary guidelines are updated every 5 years. The new recommendations flip the traditional food pyramid, putting meat, dairy, fruits, and vegetables at the top and whole grains at the bottom of that pyramid. New federal dietary guidelines are drawing attention across agriculture. At Potato Expo 26, National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles said the updated nutrition messaging could mark a major shift for potatoes.
Well, the new graphic that is supposed to inform consumers, if you look at it, you've got a whole potato right in the center of that graphic. And, you know, from our perspective, that's pretty positive. If you take it back 10, 15 years ago, we were fighting this huge battle with the federal government. They were considering taking potatoes entirely out of the school meals programs. Now you've got the federal government celebrating the nutritional importance of potatoes. We think that's a real positive moving forward.
Quarles says while the headline message is encouraging, the industry will be taking a closer look at how potatoes are treated throughout that full set of guidelines.
Well, I think clearly promoting the nutritional value of potatoes is a huge positive for our industry. Obviously, when it comes to things like derivative products for potatoes, we want to make sure that sound science is used in evaluating those type of products as well. That's going to be an ongoing challenge, and I think everybody in U.S. agriculture is going to want to be analyzing that and providing their input to the federal government.
The new guidelines prioritize protein, advising Americans to have protein on the plate at every meal. The news received quick praise from beef, pork, turkey, and dairy groups. International Dairy Foods Association President and CEO Michael Dykes described the new guidelines as a clear and powerful message to Americans. The new standard got mixed reviews from others. American Soybean Association President Scott Metzger says his industry appreciates the acknowledgement about the important role of soy in a balanced diet, but it's concerned about some of the rhetoric about soybean oil in supporting materials. Is farming in the state of Minnesota under attack? A group of Minnesota deer farmers are taking their case to the Supreme Court to fight for their livelihood. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has the story.
A 2023 law driven by concerns over chronic wasting disease is putting the squeeze on Minnesota deer farmers. The law bans the creation of new deer farms in the state, limiting existing farms from transferring to immediate family members while also placing strict fencing and quarantine protocols in place. Minnesota Deer Farmers Association Secretary Steve Porter says the fallout from the law has been disastrous to an industry that is constitutionally protected.
The laws passed were with the intent to raise our expenses through legislation and then to decrease our income through legislation, weaponized legislation, and they admitted it. Philip Pulitzer for the state of Minnesota admitted in federal court, the judge asked him, John Tunheim asked Philip Pulitzer who was going after us, it looks like the state of Minnesota is trying to get rid of the deer farm industry through legislation. And Philip Pulitzer said, yep, I won't argue back on that. The court in District 8 ruled in agreement with the state of Minnesota, and they said there is no fundamental right to farm, which means the state of Minnesota has the right to give you the right to farm, and they have the right to take it away.
Deer farmers like Porter are waiting for a decision on Friday on whether or not the case will be taken up by the Supreme Court.
On Friday, the Supreme Court is going to let us know, they'll post it on the Supreme Court website, whether they're going to give our case a hearing or not. And if they don't give us a hearing, then the DNR are going to comply with state statute 35.155 sub 4, and they're going to come kill all my deer once I lose my healthy deer are going to get killed because I lose my license.
Porter says that help is on the way, though.
The icing on the cake that makes me excited. Brooke Rollins finally reached out to me. You've made enough noise, Steve. I got your message. I'm on it. So Brooke Rollins has hooked us up with three attorneys from the America First Policy Institute.
Rollins also took to social media asking the Supreme Court to take the case. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
BASF business rep Scott Hammond was part of a panel discussion on weed management during the Lake Region Extension Roundup. Resistance management is critical.
What I see with the use of residuals, big part of managing this weed resistance, has to be a part of the equation on a lot of crops. Can't just be your soybean acres, your specialty crops. I mean, the guys that are doing it well using residuals across a lot of acres of whether it's corn and soybeans.
It's also important to attack the weeds early.
I think that's another big thing, that those guys are relentless about getting out there before the weeds are big in size with too many growing points, or just the density of the weed pressure gets too high.
The Lake Region Extension Roundup in Devil's Lake continues today. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Over 2 days, the Lake Region Extension Roundup features more than 60 workshops and seminars. The schedule today includes a market update with Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson and NDSU Crops Economist Frain Olson. Sessions on crop disease, farm programs, and H2A also on the agenda today. Kansas-based Peterson Farm Brothers went viral 13 years ago with their first parody video.
I'm farming and I grow it.
Nathan Peterson shared the story at the Lake Region Extension Roundup.
We filmed this YouTube video kind of for our friends, you know, just to show how fun we had on the farm as kids. And we posted it, and immediately our friends started sharing it, and their friends, and their friends. And we ended up with 5 million views in 1 week. And now we've just kind of kept riding the wave and kind of made it into a social platform and trying to share what farmers do and why it's important.
Greg Peterson said the videos are fun, but they also have a message.
That's one of the main reasons we make our videos, is to hopefully inspire that next generation. But of course, we also make them to educate people about agriculture and hopefully correct some misconceptions people have.
CHS is reporting first quarter net income of just over $250 million. That's up from $245 million 1 year ago. Record premium diesel fuel sales helped push performance in its refined fuels division. The grains business was hurt by weak soybean crush and spring wheat margins, a downturn in soybean exports, and timing impacts. With this report, CHS changed its financial reporting to align itself with its new end-to-end product line operating model. Checking markets, we have Minneapolis wheat a bit higher. The May contract, 582.5, 1.5 higher. Chicago wheat for May, 2.75 better, and KC wheat, a penny gain. Corn's pretty much steady right now, flat. March is at 446.75, unchanged. July steady at 459.75. Soybeans January down 4 cents at 1048.75. The March contract down just 0.75 cents. A busy time on the farm calendar. Of course, Jamie reporting from Potato Expo going on in Dallas. I'll be hitting the road later tomorrow for Anaheim and the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. Their speaker list includes Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. They also will be featuring the chair and ranking members of both the Senate and Agriculture Committees. Also on the calendar, a grassroots grazing summit going on tomorrow and Saturday at Bismarck State College, talking about issues related to livestock and soil health. Also on the calendar coming up will be Getting It Right in Soybean Production webinar. That is going to be taking place Tuesday. You can go to NDSU Extension to find out more details on that. And the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Feeder Council, the Beyond the Bunk workshop coming up on Wednesday of next week. This is the Red River Farm Network.